So I got a weird text from my neighbor I want to get to in a second, and I'm also going to get you those tickets into Tinley Park. So let's jump into this.
Why are you acting weird?
That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So Stephanie, I got a text message really early morning from my neighbor, and he actually sent the same one to my wife, and I'm not totally sure what it means, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to read it to you, and you can help me decipher this. So now we get up, the backstory, we get up about 6 o'clock every morning. My wife works in healthcare. We get up. I make sure she gets some breakfast and coffee out the door, get the dogs going. So about 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, I know my upstairs neighbor works from home. So he sent this text at about 6:10 a.m., right? So a little bit after our alarms go off. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Happy Wednesday, and shout out to you guys for being consistent as hell every day and kicking butt, helping me stay on my toes." And it's like out of nowhere. So I'm like, okay. So I respond with, "Yeah, happy Wednesday." I was like, "Are we loud in the morning? Like, are we waking you up? If so, I'm sorry about that." Like, I thought that's what he was getting at. Like, hey, you're so consistently getting up at so early. And yeah. And so I was like, oh, maybe we're just louder than we thought, right? Maybe the dogs are making noise. I don't know. And he goes, "No, it's a blessing, bro." He goes, "Not loud, but a reminder that life is happening and I'm grateful to have like-minded neighbors." And I'm like, wait, what?
Right, because he's not complaining.
Right, exactly. At first I thought maybe it was like passive aggressive, you know?
Sure.
And so, but then is he thanking us for making him get out of bed and do stuff?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have good time management. So maybe like he hears your guys' alarms go off or seeing you guys take the dogs out. And it's like, oh, it's this time. I got to get my day going. So
that's weird, right? Like I'm not off here. Like that's weird.
I think it's weird, but also a good thing. I don't know.
That also makes me feel like the pressure's on me. Like I don't want to be responsible for you. What if I sleep in one day?
Right. Yeah. Then you'll get another text message. Man, where were you today?
Right. Or like, are you guys okay? Like what?
Right. That too.
It's my day off.
Maybe your neighbors have your back too. You know, if God forbid something does happen, they know your schedule, so they can check on you.
Yeah, like I forget to set the alarm, and he wakes me up, and I'm like, oh my God, I would have been late for work. That's great.
Right, so...
That's funny. It feels like he's a guy that maybe his mom has been all over him, like, get your life together, get up early, you know?
Yeah, a little bit. Sounds like that.
That's what it feels like. Okay. Like, when I get up, should I make sure he's up, pound on the ceiling, or bring him some coffee? Gotta make a cup for my wife and my neighbor? Make sure he's up? You know?
Right.
It was just weird.
I did. That was a good story.
All right, Stephanie, thank you.